Her story begins on the roof of the Manhattan Monthly building. Evelyn is standing on the ledge while Blake is talking with D-11 in the doorway.
She's going to jump at any minute. Let me out of this doorway to talk to her.
Forget it. In fact, it's time you go back down. I appreciate the fact that you want to help this woman, but you're only in the way now.
Welcome to Scripts and Scruples.
Detective, I need to talk to you.
Oh no, not you. Someone get her out of here.
Shut up and listen. I have a doctor here with me, Dr. Ramos. He's a psychiatrist at the Westside Hospital.
Hey, I met you this summer.
Hi, I wanted to offer my service to you. If I can be of any help, please let me know.
You know what? Why not? Mr. Whitney, if you could go downstairs and wait there.
Come on, Blake. Let these people do their job.
Okay, I'll go. Evelyn, I'll be just inside.
Hello, Evelyn.
Who are you?
My name is Dr. Ramos. I'm here to help you.
I don't need a doctor.
I try to help people for a living. Tell me what's wrong.
I'm alone in the world, and the only man I ever loved doesn't love me.
Evelyn, I can tell you honestly that a lot of people inside this building are worried about you.
Worried about me? Yeah, right. No one at Monthly gives a damn about me, not even Mr. Whitney.
That's not what I observe inside. Everyone is worried about you. Will you please come inside with me? We can talk privately inside.
What are you, a shrink?
I'm just another person who doesn't want you to do anything foolish here.
It's too late for that, Doctor. My whole life has been a huge mistake from the time I was born.
I can't believe you really mean that.
I don't think this is working, Dr. Ramos. I'm going to need you to step back inside.
Let me go out there and talk to her.
I can't do that.
Please, please, I know what I'm doing. I've dealt with this type of situation before.
Fine. Two steps out, that's it.
Thanks.
What are you doing up here? Are you crazy?
Do you think I would be up here on this roof if I didn't care about what happened to you, Evelyn? Now, why don't you take my hand? Let's go back inside together, where it is warm.
Like, I have nothing to go back for, Doctor. Nothing at all.
The beautiful thing about life is that there is always hope. I know you feel things will not get better, but if you work at it, they will. Good things might be just around the corner for you.
Nothing good ever happens to me. It always happens to other people.
Everyone feels like that at some point, Evelyn. We all do.
I feel that way all the time.
It's cold and windy. Just go inside and warm up. You don't want to do this, Evelyn. I know you don't.
I just don't know what else to do.
Take my hand. Step away from the edge.
I don't know if I can.
I'm right here. I'm not moving.
Hey, what are you doing?
I'm scared to turn around.
You'll be alright. I promise, you'll be right.
I feel like I'm gonna fall. Help me.
Hold on, Evelyn. Hold on.
Doctor!
At TM Productions, Matt enters Mac's office.
Hey, bro.
Matt, why do you walk in here like we're best pals or something? Just because Charlie Dean hired you doesn't change a thing between you and me.
I'm just trying to make things a little bit more palatable around here, Mac. That's all.
Don't you have some creative consulting to go do?
That's why I'm here, Mac.
I have to get this. Mac Malone. Hey, Joe. Oh, God. You have to be kidding me. How in the hell did she manage to do this? I know. Don't shoot the messenger. Look, I'll call you later, okay? Bye.
Bad news?
Yeah, about your friend Mandy. She's arriving today in New York and has been remanded to the Westside Hospital for some kind of evaluation.
Mandy is here? In New York?
Another disaster in my life, courtesy of you.
Mac, you can't blame me for Marty's kidnapping, okay? I had no idea what Mandy was capable of doing.
Just get out of here, Matt. I'm in no mood for you today. At the Westside Psych Ward Nurses Station, Dr. Hunt is talking with Zoe.
Did you hear about that lawsuit, Dr. Hunt?
You mean against Dr. Blanchard? Yes, I don't really know her, though. I think she's fairly new to Westside.
I heard some nurses buzzing about it down in the cafeteria. I don't think she was very well liked here.
You'll do well to avoid the hospital rumor mill, Zoe.
Yes, sir, Dr. Hunt.
Let me go. I don't belong in a mental hospital. My daughter is here, and I must see her.
Well, this must be our new patient. Hello, Mandy.
Are you a doctor? You have to get me out of here.
I'm Dr. Hunt, and welcome to Westside.
On the top floor of the Manhattan Monthly building, Alexandra, Rex, and Blake are waiting for news about Evelyn.
What's going on up there?
Hopefully, this Dr. Ramos is able to convince Evelyn to come back in.
Has that woman slipped her lid or what?
Alexandra, this isn't the time for comments like that.
Well, I'm sorry, but she's obviously got more issues than we realized.
I think Evelyn was just very lonely, and I never saw it.
Yeah, maybe that's why she filled her life up with office gossip.
Hey, there she is!
Evelyn, thank God you're okay.
She's in a state of shock right now. Danny, come take Miss Shoemaker downstairs.
Where's Joe Zagas? I want to talk to him about Raven Malone's accident.
What's going to happen to her now?
In cases like this, we send the person in for a complete psychological evaluation. I have to go downstairs. I'll be in touch.
Wait. Where's Dr. Ramos?
I'm sorry, ma'am. He fell trying to rescue Miss Shoemaker. Dr. Ramos is dead.
Join us again tomorrow for another exciting episode of Scripps and Scruples, a Radio Logo production.